Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is the Crow Wing County Administrator, Tim Houle. Welcome to the program again.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
So last week we talked a bit about the intersection of county governments and state and federal governments and how all of that interplay is pretty dynamic and kind of complicated, but certainly results in a fair amount of revenue for each of the counties throughout rural Minnesota, sometimes as much as 50% of their budgets. And I'm wondering, how then is it communicated back to, for sure, the state legislature on what the county's needs are?
You know, what we want to make sure of is that the state is adequately funding the needs that we see at the local level. So, for instance, in St. Paul, they might not see the impact of, say, mental health or chemical addiction. We hear, for instance, a lot about the opioid crisis, which is more of a crisis in the metropolitan area than it is in the rural area. If you were to talk to most folks in the rural area, meth outpaces the concerns of opioids by oftentimes a factor of five or greater. So for instance, in Crow Wing County last year, meth became the number one reason that we send folks to treatment in Crow Wing County. Now, if you just pause to think about that for a second, we have alcohol that is available almost everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm,
you can't
hardly
throw a rock without hitting something that's going to sell liquor either on sale or off sale. But that's no longer the number one reason why we send people to treatment. Now, that's a fact that I think you might not see from St. Paul quite so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think that there is value in having this local perspective, and we do share those local perspectives with our state legislators and with our federal legislators. You know, so right now, the issue that we're talking with them about from Crow Wing County's perspective is the need for additional mental health services. You know, we used to have a robust state hospital system, and unfortunately, we are too often using our local county jail as a mental health treatment facility. And mental health, chemical addiction, they are one and the same thing. I've worked in county government now for 24 years. I go and talk each year with different units throughout the county, and I go and talk with correctional officers every year. And, you know, you can imagine, these are 24/7 people. They live in this closed, very tightly closed environment, directly with inmates. Most of it is direct supervision. These are a tough bunch of people. And so when I go and meet with them every year, and they tell me, we've got this guy in here, and he doesn't belong here.
Right.
I don't hear that from correctional officers. And so when correctional officers tell me, we have people here that don't belong, and we're not mental health professionals, I sit up and I pay attention.
Well, Tim, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and best wishes to you and the crew there in Crow Wing County.
Very good. Thanks, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it.
Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.